As we all know, the jungle can bring out the best in people. It can bring out the worst in people. We are sitting next to the king of the jungle, who proved to be a top bloke, and Australia fell in love with you all over again. Feb.
Long live the king.
And just before we go to that, I was thinking last night, and little Lenny said to me, because she's really smart, she goes, I hope like Nat or Casey wins the jungle.
Aww.
And I go, why is that? She goes, because they'll be queen and you'll still be king.
Oh, that's a cute way of putting it.
You are my kid.
I'm going.
Because I'd already thought that, but I didn't want to say it.
looks like someone's getting another slice of Viennetta ice cream.
I'm going Team Nazim at the moment. I think he's coming across as just a top bloke. Now, interestingly, though, somebody that I'm warming to because I feel for her is Kira. Now, Kira McGuire, the bachelor contestant who went in, and she does have a personality that rubs a lot of people the wrong way. But this, what's interesting
is she's honest.
She's been herself, Fev, and I think that's what we like in our celebrities. Be yourself. Be honest. Don't play games.
Yeah, unless yourself's not good.
Yeah, well.
Then put something else on.
But then you get voted off. But she's still in.
Dave, that's the interesting thing, because she is being herself. And at first, it rubbed everyone the wrong way. Even viewers, you could tell, we keep dropping her into the trials. But yeah, you get a begrudging respect eventually. And I am getting a bit of a begrudging respect going, nah, fair enough.
Really?
Now, she's totally rubbed Chris Smith the wrong way. And some say, and a lot of people, the other people in the jungle, thought unnecessarily had a go at her yesterday.
It'd be nice if you could pull your weight a little bit.
Okay, Chris, I'll make sure I do that. Thank you.
I'm just merely saying it'd be nice, like everybody else does. Kira just lays there on her bed with these angel cards, telling everyone how great she is and how no man's ever going to date her again. I see why. I see exactly why no man's going to date you again.
Okay, I'm not even going into this conversation with you, just trying to.
Wasn't a conversation,
have another
it was a mere
request.
Hey, would you say he's like Australia's David Beckham? Great to look at, but in the audio stakes.
But what was in that, though, is for Kira, if she not washing the dishes, if that's the reason that men dump her, that's harsh.
Like old school.
That seems
very old school.
That seems like the small.
On the eve of International Women's Day, I don't think Chris Smith is helping.
Guys, can you iron in the jungle? Has anyone got an ironing board?
You know, we laugh at it, but what Chris is implying is that is why a man should not date her and why she should be dumped and wash her dishes. And I just think this, and it's always interesting to hear stories, and 13, 10, 60, if you've got an example, of the smallest thing that you've been dumped over. Like, what was the littlest, like, it's understandable, cheating, yep, you got dumped, we see why. Lots of big reasons to do with trust and loyalty, but when it's a tiny thing like you bit your fingernails or, you know, you didn't take out the washing or whatever it is, share 13, 10, 60. What was the smallest thing you got dumped over? Or maybe you dumped someone over.
And the way Chris treated her last night was not on. And a lot of people, as you said in the jungle, I don't think he's coming across as well as what he thinks he's coming across, old Chris Smith. You can only hide so much in the jungle. When a true person comes out, he's been a bit nasty. That's like everyone at the start was, oh, Kira's a sook. She does every trial. She feeds him.
I know.
She goes out and earns those stars. I haven't seen Chris Smith wash a dish yet.
Oh, wow.
I haven't.
Spoken like a true king.
And apparently she was dumped because she doesn't spend enough time in the laundry or the kitchen. So we'll get back to that. The smallest thing you've been dumped over.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
An incident in the jungle where Chris Smith said after Kira wouldn't do the dishes, now he knows why no man will date her. And I've just said, if because you won't wash the dishes is a reason for being dumped by men or women, it seems like a small, petty thing to base a relationship on. But this happens. People break up over the smallest, pettiest things. So Sterling from Mount Eliza. Hi, Sterling.
Hey, how you doing?
Sterling, we're doing well. Now, do you know somebody that dumped somebody over something ridiculously small and petty?
Yeah, it's my current missus. She dumped her ex because he told her to stop eating beef jerky.
Beef jerky?
Why didn't he like her eating beef jerky?
Oh, he just didn't like the noise, so she ate it too much, and she just said, that's it, that's too much.
Well, and Sterling, are you okay with her eating beef jerky?
Yeah, she actually made me start eating it myself.
Well, I mean, how much of it is she eating?
What's that?
How much of it is she eating? Is it all day?
You know, we like to have a packet, say, I don't know, 3 or 4 times a week.
Oh, that's cool.
That's a lot of jerky.
It's
good.
Yeah. What is beef jerky?
It's just dried meat.
Dried meat.
It's dried out and salted. Well, it's not bad.
Right, okay. Well, you know, to each their own.
He's thinking about whether that is a deal breaker.
No, guys, we've worked together now all for long enough. You know, and it doesn't matter what the subject is. Once it gets to food, she's the most serious she'll ever be in any topic ever.
I like it. Antoinette in Keel or Downs. Hi, Antoinette.
Hi.
Antoinette, have you been dumped over something small?
Yeah, it was quite small. I got dumped because I didn't wear heels when we went out.
What? Is it because did he have a heel fetish, or were you particularly short and he didn't
like
that? I don't
know. He was the most weirdest person I've ever dated. Basically, he wanted me to get dressed up and wear heels when we went out.
And so, Antoinette, do you not wear heels, or did you do it defiantly? You didn't want to do it because he wanted you to?
I just didn't want to do it because who likes wearing heels when they go out? I
couldn't agree more with you, Antoinette.
Yeah, I don't.
I love my trucks, my Converse.
How interesting. I've known guys. It's funny you mention that, Antoinette, because you'd think this is, you can't be like this anymore, boys. But there are guys that will say, I like you to dress up and wear heels. And you go,
well, the only thing,
tell your woman, your girl, how to dress.
I like you to wear heels because then it's just easier to see you. I sometimes feel like when you're strolling around, I'm going to knock her over with my shins. You know that?
Oh, wow.
Katie from Chelsea. Hi, Katie.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Katie. Have you been dumped over something small and trivial?
Yes, very small. I got dumped for dyeing my hair brown.
Whoa! Oh. Did you walk back from the salon into the house and he said, no, it's over?
Not even that far. I walked out of the salon and he's like, I don't like it, and it's over.
Whoa!
That's so... How long had you been together?
2 years.
Come on.
I think there's an underlying issue.
Surely that's not that. There has to be more, Katie.
Are you sure you hadn't done anything else?
Oh, yeah, and I hooked up with you, but it's mainly the brunette.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
You know how much I hate it when our city comes under attack, Fev. Melbourne, we are the most livable city. We are the best city in Australia. Constantly.
In the world.
In the world. This is any time there's an international study or review, we are always in the top five. Well, we are under attack. People have been rubbishing us on TripAdvisor. Oh. A lot of our sites and landmarks have copped a pasting online. The MCG, your old work site.
That's the old office.
Ours is. Somebody said, the members enclosure is very good, but the G is a silly name. The food prices are a disgrace. Oh, I've got a point. And the quality and range is mediocre.
Gold okay. Square was comfy.
People also hated the Yarra River.
That's dirty.
Yep, they thought one of our best restaurants was terrible. That's Vieux du Monde. That's one of our best.
That's a fine restaurant. Great restaurant.
And hated our laneways for the overpriced food and called street art the mental disturbances of modern society.
Well,
it's all a bit rich.
This
is great, guys, because we're not going to take this lying down. And to come on our show, particularly to defend this great city of ours, is, Melbourne Tourism. They offered us their most memorable landmark. We said, could we speak to somebody from the office? And they said, better than that, we will give you one of our landmarks to talk to. Not Fed Square, not the MCG. Guys, it's the Montague Street Bridge.
Oh, hey, guys. Who hasn't had a truck hit them in 45 days? It's actually Donald Trump, which is surprising, but me as well.
Montague Street Bridge, it's been ages. You seem to have been in good health. How have you been?
Oh, great, Fifi. I don't know if you've heard, but I've got gantries now. That's a fancy way of saying I've got tassels. So now I look like a salsa dancer on the Copacabana beach in Brazil. I don't suppose you could get me a rail in the door at Dancing with the Stars, could you, Fifi?
Yeah, look, maybe. We can talk about that later. Moving on, though, did you read this article about tourists rubbishing Melbourne?
Oh, look. Yeah, I did. And look, I get it. You know, maybe some of the landmarks around Melbourne are a little underwhelming. But, guys, what about our bridges? Hey, we got some of the best in the world, like me, Westgate Bridge, the Balti Bridge, lovable broadcaster, Bridge Duclos.
but people said some terrible things about places that we Melburnians, we love.
Oh, no, I get it. Someone said, like, Fed Square looks like a car crash. Whoa. If anyone knows car crashes, it's the big dog right here, okay? Yeah. And believe you me, if you could have a crash while you're still surrounded by top-shelf coffee, restaurants, a giant screen showing the footy, and interstate bogans rubbernecking for free stuff, please sign me up for more car crashes.
So what would, in your perspective, be your answer to those tourists who thought that Melbourne was a bit meh?
Oh, I've got an answer for you. come visit me. Guys, I'm killing it on the Google Maps reviews. Have you read them? I got more 5 stars than an army general. Hey, read some of these bad boys out. I hate all the traffic on Melbourne roads, and this bridge is doing a good job of taking some of it off one truck at a time.
That's a good review.
A great review, guys.
Yeah.
Have a look at this one. I'm having my limbo party at the Montague Street Bridge because it seems to be getting lower each week.
Hilarious. That's
impressive, isn't it? Look at this one. This bridge is lower than Byron Cook's fashion standard.
That one, I'm not so sure about that one.
Hashtag killing it, guys.
All right, good stuff. There he goes, the Montague Street Bridge on the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We know our next guest from a string of recent hits, including Scars to Your Beautiful and the new one with Zed, Stay. Welcome to the show, all the way from Canada, Alessia Cara.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to Australia. It's so good to have you. And I mean, you know how much Aussies love Canadians.
I love you guys too. I think we have a mutual just understanding of life. You know what I mean?
Canadians, yeah, we don't like America.
Whoa.
That's what someone else. You're not the first radio person who said that to me today.
The gift of music is something you give. You also give a gift that a member of this show gives a gift of, and that is impressions. We have.
Play a game.
No, but we have an in-house. I know other radio shows you will have done. Hey, do an impression. No, that's not fair. That's just us asking you to perform like a performing seal. That's not fair. We actually have someone on our show that does impressions.
Ooh.
So we thought
we play
perhaps,
a game.
Yeah, perhaps it's one for one.
One for one.
Alicia, because we work in radio, you know, it's theatre of the mind.
Yes.
I do some impressions because this may blow your mind apart, but I'm actually a 7-year-old woman. That's how good my impressions are right now.
Really?
Yeah. I came in today and thought my character's going to be a 37-year-old dropkick.
That's
good, huh?
It's pretty incredible.
He's nailing it as well.
Okay,
isn't
it?
Dave will go first.
Okay, what do you want, guys?
Well, we'll go with Trump first.
Let's see. Recently, I did go to Canada. It was great. I met Justin Trudeau. He's fantastic. The way he shook my hand, it was beautiful. He caressed me. I looked into his dreamy eyes, and I thought, you know what? If I was still winning those pageants, you'd win.
Wow.
Pretty good.
I mean, not only was the voice good, but the accent was good.
Yeah, it was great. Thank you. Maybe you could do a bit of like an Iggy Azalea, a very brief rap in exchange for that Donald Trump.
I said, baby, I do this. I do that. You know this.
Yes.
It's not even that good.
Are you kidding?
All right, we'll go one more. You can go Morgan Freeman.
Oh, ooh, okay. My favorite.
There you go.
My favorite man.
I remember the first time that I saw Alessia.
No way.
The way that she sung, it was like angels in my eardrums. Scars to your beautiful. Matter of fact, lady, you're in front of me right now, and you're incredibly beautiful.
I'm flustered. That was good.
Maybe we should end the high point and not ask you to do one back.
I know. I think we should just. I need to just keep that in my mind. I need that to be the last thing in my brain.
No, that was awesome. We'll do one more.
I can't do one more.
Because Adele's about to tour Australia and she's here next week. So.
I can't even do Adele that well. I don't know why people think I do
it. Well, YouTube did it and you nailed it.
Shut your eyes, though. We could be there. We could be at the show.
Here we go.
Okay. Ugh, this is bad. Okay.
It won't be.
Hello. It's me. I was wondering if after all these years you liked me to go over everything. They say that I'm supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing.
Oh, yes.
That was not Adele. That was not good.
It's 1-1. It's a draw.
It's absolutely not. No, his was way.
Nothing short of beautiful.
Thank you, Morgan Freeman. It's so nice. That's my Adele talking.
Oh,
how good is she? And now. You can't do this, Dave. Ooh. Unless he's going to perform Scars to Your Beautiful. That's one thing you can't
I'm going to stop you there. No, you go.
So I went.
Thanks for joining us, Leslie.
Yay! Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
The Fox.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limit. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining deeper than the eyes can find it. Maybe we're made of blind, so she tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. Cause cover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know you're beautiful just the way you are. And you don't have to change a thing. The world could change.
to your beautiful. We're stars and we're beautiful. She has dreams to be an envious soul. She's starving, you know, cover girls eat nothing. She says beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit of hunger? I can go a little while longer. She fades away. She don't see her perfect. She don't understand. She's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh, oh. So to every girl who's hurting, let me be your mirror. Help you see a little bit clearer. The light that shines within, there's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know you're beautiful just the way you are. And you don't have to change a thing. The world could change its heart. No scars to your beautiful. We're stars and we're beautiful. Oh, oh, oh. See how beautiful. We're stars and we're beautiful. And you don't have to change a thing. The world could change its heart. No scars. See how beautiful. We're stars and we're beautiful.
Yes, you, Cara. 101.9 The Fox. With this one live. Scars to Your Beautiful. It's available now on iTunes along with a new collab with Zed called Stay. It's Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron on The Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Hey, yesterday, guys, I was going for a drive with Byron, my good friend here. Yeah, we hang out. We do things after work.
No, you don't. It must have been work related.
No, hey, come on.
No, we were hanging out. Anyway.
Well, let me guess, Byron didn't want to pay for a cab and force you to drive.
Very funny. Very funny.
We
nailed it.
We pulled into a service station and I had noted that my car, we were just talking about Mercedes-Benz Brighton and these amazing cars. It told me just to check my tyre. And I went, oh, okay, Byron, I've got to check my tyre.
What are your tyres for?
At the service station, I got Byron to help me. I'm not really good at this bit where you check the air. And in fact, we weren't even sure what air was required to be in a tyre.
Right.
That's how we're novices when it comes to cars.
We didn't know the required pressure. It's like a number between 30 and about 38. And we didn't quite know the pressure. But
it's usually written on the tyre.
But I saw the pictures and then I went off to do something as well yesterday. But all I went back to was at about 20 past six yesterday when Fief was trying to palm her car off to me to go drop it off her because she said, oh, just some things coming up. Well, wanted me to deal with the tyre.
We discovered the problem. I'm not saying it went completely smoothly, but here's how it went.
I'm just asking Siri, what's the required pressure of air in a car tyre?
Not any car tyre. It varies. In a Mercedes.
Oh.
Like it varies. That's...
She thought I said in car tyre fairies.
All right, there we go. I've hit the target.
Yes.
It's like a pit stop. They're just twisting on the little... I lost the cap.
So it does have a cap?
Yeah, but I've lost it.
I thought you said it didn't have a cap.
You don't have a cap anymore. Oh. 39. That one's actually overinflated.
I can't listen to you
anyway,
two.
Anyway, this
You're
cap
incompetent.
Just went on and on and on. Whoa. Until we saw... Byron, a nail. There was a nail in the tyre. So how on earth I've ridden over a tyre, or one of you have sabotaged my tyre?
Ridden over a nail, yeah.
No, mate, we don't do that. But how long have that been in there?
Well, it must have been just that morning because when I was driving to work, and as I said, the car's amazing because it says, check your tyre.
Have you been doing some chat laps past some construction sites?
Oh, bro.
Hey.
Have you been doing some sick hot laps down at Calder? What's going on, bro?
Hey, it's Fifi Box.
No, I wasn't.
Pretty sick.
But I did say to Byron immediately, oh, wow, there's a nail in my tyre. That's why it's going flat. Can you please change it?
I'm not the only guy in Melbourne that doesn't know how to change a tyre.
Did you not know how to change a tyre?
I can't change a tyre. There, I owned it.
What's wrong with you, man?
I can't change a tire.
What life skills do you have?
And the radio. What other name, the Fox? Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Fifi's footy flock.
Yeah, Priceline Pharmacy, proud co-major partner of the Western Bulldogs women's team. You've got together with Priceline Pharmacy, Fief, to put on a footy clinic. It's your footy flock.
Yes, I've sponsored my team of champions. And they are champions. And they range in ages from 8 to 13. I've got Darcy, Sydney, Georgia, Phelan, Michaela and Lottie. And we are fired up for our first training session a bit later this morning. Now, you'll recall yesterday...
Is that it?
Yeah.
It's not an 18 per side.
That's not a netball team.
No, it's just my little team.
Okay.
I'm only new to coaching.
Okay.
I shouldn't start with too many.
You need a few recruits.
I think you're new to football.
Anyway, you will recall yesterday I said we were heading down to Witten Oval today.
What?
I didn't know you'd have to book it. Like, I just assumed that it would be free in the morning because
teams that train there.
Yeah, but I didn't know that. Like, honestly, all I wanted was an hour in the morning. I just assumed.
What?
Apparently, you've got to book Witten Oval.
Yes,
I just thought you could turn
up. Witten Oval.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we can't make it to Witten Oval, so I'm taking the girls to JJ Holland Park in Kensington.
It's not even near Footscray.
Well, hang on a second. Have you booked that one for certain, or did you just look up on Google Maps the closest one?
I have been told we can go there. So I believe it's a cricket pitch, though. But anyway, it'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, no. Those little girls are in all those cricket balls and the guys are in the nets. That's real safe.
This is a disaster already.
You,
hasn't
you
even started.
You have to book. It's not like it's a weekend.
What? It's their job. They've got to work. It's a job.
It's an oval. People aren't playing footy today.
Imagine some randoms turn up to your front yard. They're like, it's just a yard. Why can't I use it?
Okay, point taken. I should have booked Witten Oval. Sorry, guys.
It'd be like people coming in here just trying to do some voiceovers between 6 and 9. They can't do that.
RMI.
We're working.
RMIT radio just turn up. Guys, we've got some radio to do.
Anyway, to make it up to my little team of footy girls, I have recruited from the Western Bulldogs. I've got Nicole Callanan, I've got Kate Tindall, and I've got Brooke Lachlan, and they're all going to be down there this morning. They're like my assistant coaches.
So they're not obviously training.
No.
So the ground might be free.
Exactly.
Oh, no, the senior boys team might be training.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, they're your assistants.
You are going to lean on them so heavily, you have no idea.
No, I'm the coach.
You
I'm a mentor.
Them.
I'm going to psychologically stimulate these kids, and they're going to be fired up.
Oh, you're the Donald Trump of football. You have no idea what you're doing. A lot of bluster with people around you going, I don't think that's a good idea.
We'll capture it all. We'll get the videos. We'll get the Instagram going and we'll hear how it goes tomorrow right here on the Fox.
I can't wait.
It's Fifi's Footy Flock. Thanks.
Do you have footballs?
Priceline Pharmacy.
What, don't they bring them?
This is a disaster.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution. No, they're each of stories from the Fevolution.
Hey, Fev, before you get stuck in, that one's probably going to number 4.
Speaking about being hot right now, Dave, I thought I was... late September, I get a phone call from a manager. I thought, oh, this is my chance. This is my chance. He rings me up and he says, mate, there's this company that wants you to be the face of their company and they want you to do some modelling for this thing. And I'm like,
come on.
I'm like, what, Alex? My chance has come. I've been chosen to be the face of a brand. And I'm thinking, it's a sunglass company. And I'm thinking, Calvin Klein, Prada, all these designer. Oh, I'm just thinking, I'm in.
Yeah.
I am in. Anyway, it was a bit brief. So I said, yeah, get me the details and I'll get back to you. So I'm saying to Alex, I'm going to do some modeling. It's finally happened. I'm going to be, look at this head.
Finally, someone agrees with my ego.
This deserves to be on billboards, down the catwalk. I'm thinking Milan. I'm thinking, I'm on like Donkey Kong.
Really? Fair enough.
So I read the brief and the sunglass company is it's called Boof Heads for people with extremely large heads.
I've never heard of Boof Heads. Is this a new company?
Yes, and
they picked you.
that's the down bit, Dave. Because normal glasses don't fit on my head, and I have a real problem wearing glasses, so I never wear them. So these are purely made for blokes with big boofs, big heads. Hence the Boof Head.
That is still flattering. Like, it's still flattering that they wanted you to be the face of that campaign.
I don't think so. Giant face the of that campaign.
The giant head. So anyway, I'm reading along and finally the shoot came up yesterday and I'm thinking, okay, I've got a big head, but I'm wearing sunglasses, buff head sunglasses, blokes with big heads. At least I'm going to have a nice looking model with me. I'm thinking Megan Gale, Jennifer Hawkins. I'm going, how good is this? Rock up to the shoot.
Well, they got normal size heads, mates. I'm not sure they can
rock up with us. No, but it's just a model. I thought I'd just be wearing them. They'd be standing there, so it looks a little bit better because obviously I'm not that well.
Guys with big heads still pull really hot chicks.
Yeah. No, I was doing...
Who have got balanced heads and bodies.
I was doing my photo shoot with my co-star for the campaign, and it was a bulldog because he's got a big head too.
An actual dog.
So I'm doing my modelling shoot for buff head sunglasses because I have a big head with a dog with a big head that will also wear sunglasses. How am I going?
Milan may still call.
I don't think so. And guys, me with a big buff head that wears sunglasses that are fit for blokes with big head, that is a story.
Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution.
Actually, we'll put on our Instagram.
Is that big?
Now that you've drawn attention to it, it is large, but it's in proportion.
It really hit home yesterday when I'm wearing these sunnies. I just think, I've got them on, but they gave me a prop. It was a motorbike helmet. I put it on and it didn't fit. It's not funny.
Okay, Instagram, Fifi, Dave, Fev, Byron. We have got one of the modelling shots there from the buff head shoot.
Yeah.
And the dog's in there too.
It wasn't easy to get it all in one
heads.
Shot.
Extra large heads.
26 plus 8.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Sonder's in the studio. Now, if no one's familiar with Sonder, Sonder is the executive producer of this show. She makes lots of decisions on the run. She tells us what to do.
Why are you saying this?
I'm trying to make your job seem better than it is.
I've got the best job in the world. When we have a good day, I've got the best job in the world.
When we have a good day.
Yeah.
What are the bad days?
Well, today's been a bit rough.
Oh, well. I guess.
What's happening?
I guess so. Support staff's been off.
Now, why we are graced by your presence, Sonder, why?
I've got a surprise for you, Fee.
Oh, wow. It's not my birthday.
I just want to let the guys know about the conversation we had yesterday. Do you remember the phone call that we had?
No. What conversation?
Okay, so I text Fee to say, oh no, sorry, I rang her first and she didn't answer her phone.
Oh, that's a surprise.
You're out with Byron being busy.
Yeah, Byron and I were being busy.
And then I text you, not urgent, just wanted to tell you one of the best. And then I got a call from her where I answered the phone and she said, thank you.
Why? Hang on. Why did you say that?
What? Thank you for what? And you were like, oh, honey, that was such a lovely text to receive. I said, what text? She's like, the text where you just text me to tell me I was one of the best.
Oh, no.
Nope. No.
It was a misunderstanding.
But you just went, you were like, oh, God, it just feels so good for you to tell me such lovely things. Thank you for that call out of the blue.
It was a nightmare.
So you read the line, one of the best, and assumed it was about you. That's what you heard in your brain.
That's all she heard.
No, you know what assumption is,
what
you,
what?
Or the mother of all...
No. Stuff up.
No, you're on radio and you know our codes. No, all she had, you had to say, oh, I've got a great story for you. Oh, I've got a great...
No one reads one of the best and immediately assumes it's about them.
You said, I've got... But also, you're one of the best.
No, I said, not urgent, just ringing to tell you one of the best.
You, one of the best is what I saw. See?
Okay, say that happens. You called her, you upped it from a text to a call to then say thank you so she could say you're welcome. So you could hear that live, ear to ear.
Wow.
Now, I don't know radio too much, but do we have a spare spot there?
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Now, if you're a fan of MKR, and I know you guys don't necessarily catch every episode every night, but this is interesting. Now, there is possibly romance.
Really?
Hello.
I thought that might bring you in.
What, with the food?
Well, obviously every night, but so there are a couple from the first round. Now, you may recall from the first round, Amy and her brother.
Phil?
Why is his name escaping
Phil.
Me?
Reese. Amy and Phil.
I'm going to say Reese. I think it was Reese.
And they're hooking up.
No, they were in the first round with Tim, and who was his hot mate? What? No, Tyson. Oh, man, I'm having a shocker. So Amy and her brother Tyson, who was the hothead, angry man.
Right.
Amy is now hooking up, apparently, with Tim, who was from the Adelaide Bros, the boys that were cooking from Adelaide. Ooh. Now, I'm just, now, they've been spotted hanging out in Brisbane. Now, they're not hand in hand. They could very well just be friends.
This is hot gossip.
Guys, you know how I feel about this. I don't think you should draw conclusions because often people draw silly conclusions about me.
There's just a photo of them two walking down the street.
Yes, I know. Okay. Admittedly, I hope it is. Look, good luck to them. They're both single, and if they've found love, they may have just found friendship. Who knows? But the show, and it could be the edit, made it look like they were enemies. You know when you go, well, they're clearly not getting along. And if it is, if they are just friends, well done. And if they are a couple, congratulations. That's great news. But I like that idea of when you don't like someone when you meet them, and then over time, what's happened here? I think we're falling in love.
Is that me? Boxy. Is that Greg and I?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yes. I reckon Feb and I hated each other
did
initially.
You hate each
and
see, now I we're just the opposite. We I thought you were getting along great, no, and now it's just friction.
Yeah. I'm doing the opposite.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Don't try to jump on my bandwagon, Greg.
Sorry about that.
Friction's still there.
My name's actually Byron.
No, but I get that. You know what I mean? Like, there's contempt for each other, but that boils into some kind of passion. Then what do you know? You're finding a quest in the middle of the day and.
13, 10, 60. Bev's fallen on the floor. Did you hate to test somebody and then you hooked up?
Yeah, we'd love those stories as Fev lies on the floor.
Out.
13, you 10, 60. If you hated them before you got together, we'd love those stories. It's Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
There's a suggestion that My Kitchen Rules stars, Tim from Adelaide, who is in the show with his hot mate, Kyle. It's like you just quickly forget. They were from the first round.
Mm. Yeah.
And Amy, with her brother Tyson, angry man, apparently they've been spotted in Brisbane hanging out. Now, they could just be mates getting along well, or that could be romance.
That's
the point
right.
is that they clearly, according to the editing of the show, didn't really like each other immediately.
But now...
So, this, yeah, that can happen. You can
they're
meet
hanging
somebody,
out in the Paris of Queensland.
You can meet someone... Valley. And not like them and think horrible things about them and then suddenly fall in love with them. It happens. Catherine from Moorabbin. Hi, Catherine.
Good morning. Hi, guys. Big fan of the show.
You're welcome. No problem.
Catherine, did you really not like someone and then hook up with them?
Yeah. So I met this guy in high school on the school bus and he was irritating. I absolutely hated him. Pinched me, poked me, just stared at me, just weird. Mm-hmm. And it turns out 11 years later, we're now engaged to be married next year.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
When you walked on the school bus, did he give you the can't sit here?
Yeah, pretty much.
Forrest Gump.
Seat next year.
It's a Gumpanism.
Do you think
any chance Catherine Fev can wedge a Forrest Gump quote into the show? He does. So
it's called
That's
Gumpanism.
A gorgeous story.
It's not.
Sienna
mate,
from
Berwick. Mate, if it wasn't past 9 o'clock, mate.
Sorry.
What do you expect?
Sienna from Berwick. Hi, Sienna.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Sienna. Did you fall in love with somebody that you originally despised?
Oh, I sure did. Absolutely hated him. Couldn't think of anything worse. So he was a family friend my whole life. We shared the same birthday, so every single year my family would leave mine to go to his. Couldn't think of any other person to end up... being with. Then when I turned 16, he started chatting to me, and now 3 years later, we're building a house together.
Look at that.
Well done. I love these stories. See, never judge a book by its cover. Never go on your first impression.
You're not wrong.
Good stuff. I think that's the second show in a row where FIFA's ended on some sort of moral of the story of what today's been all about.
It always feels like when we do the radio show, remember all those like sitcoms in the 80s? They'd get to the end and go, but we all learned a lesson, didn't we?
Yes.
And and that's when the uncle would hug Urkel and then everyone feels a little bit better about it.
What's the lesson, Fev?
Chocolates to boil lollies, Greg.
Some wisdom from Fev there at the end.
I wish that was from Forrest Gump.
Is Fev suggesting that chocolates to boiled lollies is us handing over to Keith?
I don't know what he's getting
That's
at.
That's exactly what I was getting at. It's like peas and carrots.
Okay.
And I was running.
Oh, wow. He's on a roll. Let's go to Nikki Markovic and just pretend none of that happened.
Beep, 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 beep.